We're here at RSA with Ted Julian, VP of Marketing for Application Security. Ted, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great, fantastic. Cool. Hey, maybe you can give us an idea of what the major business drivers are for your business right now.
Sure. In a way, financial services companies are kind of in this perfect storm right now. I mean, it's kind of a hackneyed phrase, but man, it sure feels like that, I think,
right,
for a lot of them, because on the one hand, the threats have changed, gotten a lot more strategic. It's no longer the proverbial teenage hacker just trying to deface a website. They've gone pro, you know, and they're after data, and they're after data in mass that they can then sell and monetize. And so the threats change, and that creates some unique pressure for security folks out there at banks and so on. At the same time, the regulators are kind of keying in on this too.
Right.
Because whether it's GLBA, Sarbanes, PCI, or what have you, they're all looking to ground those efforts in data, whether it's transactions or personal information. And so that's another set of pressures being brought to bear on security professionals. And then finally, it's economy, you know. So you've got different things you've got to do, and you got to do more of them, and you're going to probably have to do it with less resources. So it's a tough environment out there.
Yeah, I agree. We're seeing the same things. So how are you all approaching those issues with your solution?
Sure. So we do database security software. So while there's a lot of legs on the stool to addressing these new, more focused security threats, meeting compliance requirements, and so on, it's clear that database security certainly is a part of that. Because as we kind of alluded to earlier, Nick, I mean, whether it's personal information or transactions, those live in a database. So it's not to say that database security is the beginning and the end of your PCI strategy or whatever it might be.
Right.
But it's kind of hard to envision one that doesn't include it. So we see that dramatically in our customer base. You know, as much as it makes sense intellectually, we're seeing it in our business.
Sure.
Probably 35% of our business is to financial services organizations. It's a healthy number of them at this point. We're announcing here at the show we've crossed the 1,000 customer threshold.
Right.
So, you know, great for our business certainly, but also just a great indication that people figured this out and they're getting started. Doing some things differently to address these new threats and to meet those compliance requirements.
Sure. Well, I mean, you touch on a big topic here at the conference. So we're hearing a lot about protecting the database.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, how are you guys differentiating yourselves among other folks that are addressing the same issue?
You bet. Well, we were first. You know, the company was started in 2001, if you can believe it. And so we really built this market with our customers. And that's probably the chief difference, and that's borne out, I guess, by the customer data and the size of those deployments and all the rest. Functionally, probably, again, just a result of us having been here for a while, we have the most complete solution in the market. So while there's a couple legs in the database security stool, we're the only guys out there today anyway that have all of them, and by that I mean the ability to, first of all, discover all the databases you have.
Right.
Really important. I mean, it's so straightforward and obvious, but a lot of people forget that simple step.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? There are always ones you don't know about. I don't think we've found an account that's not the case. We always find some. And those are usually ones that need the most help because, you know, audit or IT or whatever, security ops doesn't know about them. So anyway, it has to start with discovery, and then once you've done that, you're going to want to test those to know what your security postures look like, and then monitor those databases so you can flag not only security kinds of alerts like buffer overflows and the rest, but also unusual activity.
Right.
So that you can address insider threats. That is not only a security issue, but a major compliance issue. Pick your alphabet soup, you know, compliance audit of the day, and they all have separation of roles and privileged activity that auditors will demand you be able to address. So monitoring is really important for that as well. How can we make sure that the DBA doesn't do a select star on credit card and, you know, walk out and sell that, you know, or maybe, you know, we're having a riff and they're pissed, you know, so it's That's the motivation. They've got all the privilege in the world. What can we do to make sure we at least know about it and are watching them?
Sure, that makes sense.
So all of our competitors, in short, are great companies, and there really is a market. I mean, so we're frankly thrilled that they're there, you know?
Yeah.
If they weren't, that wouldn't be good for any of us. And it gives customers choice and drives a competitive marketplace. It keeps us all aggressive, you know, to add all the features the customers want and all the rest. But at least today, they do pieces of the things that we've just discussed.
Okay. Yeah, the competition is good. As we talked about before, you guys have been getting some great traction in financial. You know, are there particular reasons why you guys are
doing well there.
Sure.
Yeah. They tend to be the most sophisticated security professionals out there, right? That's firm grasp of the obvious on my part.
Right.
it's always been the case.
Right.
Right. They always tend to lead in the adoption of new security technologies. So, that creates an opportunity, I think, in terms of why we tend to do win our lion's share of those is just simply the completeness of the solution. No question about it. If you're given the opportunity for this little part of your security strategy, you know, the database security component of your much, much broader security thing, and you could buy three separate products that have no integration at all, or you can buy one that's all tightly integrated, well, that's a pretty obvious choice. And you know, also, these guys are all tight with each other, right? So, frankly, at this point, we've got at least some kind of deployment in most any financial services organization any of us could name, and they all talk to each other. You know, so they ask their buddies, and they find, oh yeah, you know, we're using that application security stuff too. So it tends to snowball, you know, that way as well.
Right, that makes sense. What advice do you guys have for financial institutions in particular that haven't sort of taken on this solution or have another solution in place?
Yeah, you gotta do a discovery, and I mean, you could use that part of our product to do it, or you could do it manually, or you could use somebody else. Frankly, you know, it doesn't really matter. You just got to do it.
Right.
Because as we alluded to before, there just always are databases, even big ones. I mean, we'll find a dozen or two sometimes of Oracle databases out there that people don't know about. And on the one hand, that seems surprising. It costs you probably $1 million just to have it. You'd think somebody would know about it. But let's face it, there has been a lot of consolidation in financial services, especially over the past 5 years or so. And whatever direction that's going, you're getting gobbled up into something else or spinning off something else or whatever. I mean, it's just a never-ending challenge to keep track, no matter how tightly run the organization is. So you really do have to start there, because it's only once you've got that identified. Where is our sense, you know, what's the sensitive data we care most about? What databases are housing it that you can then say, all right, you know, how does encryption fit in? You know, how does vulnerability assessment fit in?
Right.
You know, which ones might we want to deploy monitoring on? Those are all fair questions to ask, but until you define that universe and decided which ones you're going to start with, you're sort of wasting your time.
Sure. Yeah. You have to know what you have first.
Absolutely. Simple as it sounds, but I tell you, people skip right to, like, the cool technology every day, you know.
That's great. Listen, I appreciate your time today.
Hey, anytime. Thank you, Nick.
And we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Ted Julian with Application Security.